Jerry Greenfield, one of the co-founders of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, has resigned. It's part of the long-standing fight from Ben & Jerry's for independence from its parent company. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports.
Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield founded Ben & Jerry's in Vermont in 1978. The company, with its colorful packaging and inventive flavors, was bought by the multinational Unilever in 2000. But Ben & Jerry's kept an independent board as a way of maintaining the ice cream maker's social and political stances. Greenfield told NPR's How I Built This in 2017 that it was amazing to watch the company still be outspoken on progressive issues.
It's of no interest to me to have Ben & Jerry's be thriving and whatever if it's just selling ice cream. I mean, who wants to be part of that?
But in recent years, conflicts between the companies have grown. Ben & Jerry's sued Unilever, saying the company fired the ice cream maker's CEO in retaliation for Ben & Jerry's political activism on social media. And this week, Greenfield resigned, saying Ben & Jerry's has been, quote, silenced and sidelined for fear of upsetting those in power. Ann Lipton, a professor at the University of Colorado Law School, says the tension between the companies stems from their unusual merger agreement. It gave the Ben & Jerry's board control over political and social messaging, while Unilever kept operational oversight of the company.
Part of what has been happening over the last couple of years is a struggle with the board saying this is part of the social responsibility aspect, and Unilever saying, no, it's part of the operational aspect.
Ben & Jerry's is part of the Magnum Ice Cream Company within Unilever. In a statement to NPR, Magnum said it was grateful to Greenfield for his years of service and support, but Magnum added that it disagreed with Greenfield's perspective and said it has tried to engage with the co-founders on, quote, how to strengthen Ben & Jerry's powerful values-based position in the world. Unilever is set to spin off Magnum and Ben & Jerry's along with it in November. An effort supported by the founders is urging Unilever or Magnum to sell Ben & Jerry's, but that hasn't happened yet. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.